Social Blend is in partnership with Goalie Gummies. It's simple, it's delicious, it's Goalie. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Social Blend. I'm George.
I'm Gracie, and I'm yawning.
Before we started this, we were like, we are exhausted.
Oh my God.
I think we'll be fine today on the pod. Yes. But like, I am tired. I don't know why.
Me too, for real. And like everybody I've talked to, like all the staff in my classroom, everyone's been so exhausted and tired today.
Me too. Like, at my job. Yes.
There's literally got to be something going on because like,
There definitely is. I know. Happy February. Well, once this episode airs, it'll be February.
Yes. It's January 31st right now. And it's coming out on February 2nd. And I don't like to lie. So
I'm like, what we did, I was like, let's just act like it's February. She's like, I don't like to lie.
Like,
let's
just say something. Yeah. Okay.
Oh my God. What are we drinking?
Oh, sorry. There's going to be a lot of yawning. I'm so sorry, you guys. I'm having Pinot Grigio again.
All right. So I have what I thought was cranberry and Tito's. It's cranberry and raspberry. It's not the same.
Oh, it's like cranberry raspberry juice.
Yes, yes.
That sounds fun, though. I like raspberries.
It's not bad, but I bought the wrong thing. I thought it was going to just be cranberry, and it's cranberry and raspberry.
So it was like unexpected.
Yes.
Cranberry is a little slut. They have like a combination
of everything
and like every single fruit juice. I'm like, damn, bitch, you be getting around.
She's hoeing around.
She's a little whore. But that's okay.
Yeah. Let's talk about
like I said, 2024, year of the whore. So
year of the whore.
On, cranberry, do your thing, girl. All right.
Absolutely. Real quick, before we start any of this, let's tackle the video that came out of us, the audio of our podcast last week. And it was so funny because it was a video of Gracie and I, and it sounded like we were fighting, but we were just playing on like a skit of if we were on the Housewives or a Bravo show. And people were like, oh my gosh, what happened? And I was like, you don't watch the fucking podcast.
Oh my God. Yeah. They don't fucking listen. I can't believe people thought it was real.
Yes.
Well, Bravo. We're available.
Right. Right. That was good. So that's it. I wanted to say that because I was laughing. And now everyone will probably watch this week.
I love that.
Yeah. Love it. So how have you been?
So I've been pretty good. So sorry. I'm going to try and stop. But no, yeah, I have my period. I got it 2 days early this time around. Mm. Like today was supposed to be the first day, but it's like the third day. And you know, it's really like knocking me the fuck out this time. Like I'm so tired. I'm like, oh, I just have no energy.
Right. So no, I understand, but I don't understand.
Yeah. You'll never understand.
I'll never understand. but
yeah, that's what's really going on with me in general. But how about you? What's going on with your week?
I'm okay. I got my taxes done. I know that's one of the things we're going to talk about, but like, I got my taxes done. I don't owe, thank God, but I almost owed. Like, I thought I was going to get a cute little check, and I barely got any money.
Oh, my God. Well, I guess we can just talk about taxes now, because we're already doing it, and it's fine. well, I did a little preliminary review into my little taxes via TurboTax.
Woo!
And
not a paid sponsor.
Well, it looks like I'm going to owe like $1,500. So
that's whoa.
$1,500, which I don't have. So I will be filing an extension.
Absolutely. Because do you have to pay it by April?
Yes. So,
shit.
So if I was going to pay it, I would have to pay it by April. So I'm going to extend it I think you can extend it like 6 months, which would put it put us in October.
Okay.
Shit. And so I'm, yeah, this brings me to my next point. Mm-hmm. You know, paying rent alone is very expensive when you have a lot of credit card debt that right. you have to pay off. So if anybody would like to come shopping in my closet, I have lots of great things for sale. I'm a, you know, I'm a fashion girly.
Right. No, I know. I was thinking of ways that we can make money, like, and with the podcast until we get, like, real spot. Well, let me not say that. But, like, once we start making money.
Until we blow up. Yeah, no, yes. I know. But, yeah, and I'm definitely going to have to get a second job. And
yes. That's what That was a conversation that we had. Yeah.
And I think I'm going to start applying, like, soon.
Right.
For, like, a start date. For like the last week in February, because I have off of work, like my main job, obviously, because I only have one right now. Like from the 19th to like the 22nd, 23rd, that week, like that third week, we have like a midwinter break that we get.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going away. I'm going to Vermont for 4 days. I've never been there before, so I'm excited.
I might go at the end of February.
Oh, yeah. I'm going, like, right before that. But, yeah. So,
oh, okay.
So I'm going, and, like, I don't want to, like, start a job before that and be like, hey, by the way, I need these days off. And also, I kind of want to just enjoy the break. And then.
And then pick up.
Then you have the job after that, and it'll be fine.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so speaking of U.S. states and me never being to Vermont, how many states have you been to?
Ooh, okay, funny that you say that. I have an app. It's called Bin.
Okay.
And you could, I don't know if you see here, but you just put everywhere you've been. Oh, sorry.
Okay, what? Oh, cool. That's cute.
So you put, like, all the states you've been to, and then it has where you could go to the United States. So.
Oh, so you can, like, zoom in and, like.
Yeah, well,
whatever,
so
actually, like, pick yes. individual states.
So they
can
have
you zoom in on a state and pick like individual cities?
Only the United States.
Okay, but that's pretty cool though.
Yeah, no. So I love it. And in regards to places I've been, let me see.
So, like, how many states are you counting?
I'm counting now. So, well, I've been to all of the West. Oh, wait, here. So I've been to 26 states in the United States.
Wow. Yeah,
says it there. So I've
George,
I've
that's been... more than half of them.
No, I know. I wanted to get to all.
Wait, like you've actually been and like spent at more than like an hour there or like whatever.
So the only state I did not spend a long time in is, I would say, Rhode Island, but everywhere else, yeah.
Okay.
Everywhere else I've stayed.
Okay, wait, let me see how many I've been to. Keep talking.
Yeah, so also, okay, the app again is called Bin. It's really cool. And
what's
yeah,
it called?
Bin, B-E-E-N. Like, I've been here.
Oh, like, I've been there, okay.
Yeah, so I've been to all of the East Coast and all of the West Coast. My thing that I have to tackle is the Midwest, and that's so hard.
Yeah, I know, because
it's so hard, because who the fuck wants to go? Well, yeah. Right, any of our Midwest fans, we love you, but yeah, like,
we love you.
It's hard.
I know.
I mean, Texas, I really want to go to Texas. That's like one, and I've never been to Hawaii. That's another one.
I really want to go to Texas. I've never been there. You've never been to Texas?
No.
Maybe we should go to Texas when
should
I'm
we?
Not poor. Yeah,
I'm fine with that. Yeah, we'll
taking
go.
The pot on the road. We'll record an episode from Texas.
Yes!
I love it.
And we okay. So here, because I've traveled a lot, here is my tip: when traveling, I look for cheap airfare, and I also stay in hostels. Now we're getting older, so hostels might not be our thing anymore. And there's a lot of youth hostels, so I think you have to be 30. But when you pass 35, it's over. That saved me so much money, Gracie. You have no idea.
I know, but like, I just don't know how comfortable I feel with that.
I know, it's hard.
And I also just feel like Airbnbs are like pretty cheap, especially if like you're splitting it with somebody.
Right. Yes.
But, like if we were to split one, if we go to Texas, wherever, it would be cheaper. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So that's the pro and con, because sometimes, like you said, Airbnb might even be cheaper than going to a hostel. So yeah. you have to see if you're spending so little for this hostel, then it's best to go there.
Yeah. Yeah.
But so, you know,
I've been to 13 states.
Okay. That's good.
I don't think I've been to Rhode Island, but I'm not 100% sure.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. And Virginia. I forgot to count Virginia.
Okay.
But like I didn't like go to Virginia to visit. Like I just was there.
Like there. Like drove past or whatever. Okay.
I drove through and like, I don't know, maybe I stopped, forgot. Maybe not.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I would say that could count. That's fine. You were there in the facility.
So like 13 or 14. Vermont will be 14 or 15.
Okay. Yeah, my goal was to go, but I was just like,
yeah, I like definitely want to go to like all 50, I think would be cool. But
yes, me too. That was my goal, to do it by the time I was 30. But with the pandemic, it just changed everything. Yeah, it's fine.
You could still do. You have 2 years.
I can still do it.
If you can't do all 50, you could at least knock off like a couple in that time.
Yeah.
You know, I think it would be pretty hard to do to get 24 more.
Right. Yeah. It would be hard.
Like rented flew to like Ohio, rented a car. I think genuinely, maybe you could just get some of them though. I would knock out a few.
Yeah. Well, now my new one is 50 by 50.
Oh, that's good. Okay. Great.
Yeah. So that's good.
You only have to go to like one a year for all the years until then, except for 2 years, you have to go to two.
Literally. Yeah. So
that's like literally great. That's amazing.
We're good to go. Okay.
Yeah. Awesome. So cool. Okay. All right. Anyway, here is something really cool. What?
No, you could go.
Oh, really cool that I discovered that I want to talk about.
Ooh.
So anybody who knows me knows I'm a big David Lynch fan.
Right.
David Lynch has given us such gems as Twin Peaks, mm-hmm. Eraserhead, Mulholland Drive, Blue Velvet, The Dune That Was Bad. and I'm a big Twin Peaks fan specifically. That's like my favorite. And I found out like within the past week. So like somebody had posted like a meme that was like a screenshot of David Lynch's tweets. And I'm going to go and like look at the tweets and I'll read them to you.
You're like, are we the same?
Yeah, literally. And so hold on. I need to go to my stories archive.
Now, when you said that, I was
don't
like,
spoil it yet.
No, I'm not. But when you said that, I was like, who is David Lynch? Until I looked him up.
I know.
So once I looked up, then I'm like,
he's just for weird little freaks like me. You know? Yeah. All right. So he posted on June 18th, 2010. This weekend, I'm going to try to find out if I'm connected to the moon. Then on June 21st, 2010, of course, after the weekend had passed, he posted, I'm pretty sure I'm connected to the moon. So I reposted that on my story and I said, need to know this crazy girl's birth chart. And then I looked up his birth chart and bitch, my king is a Capricorn sun, Virgo moon, Scorpio rising. I am a Virgo sun, Capricorn moon, Scorpio rising. So like, I'm not saying that me and David Lynch are like connected via the mind, but like, I'm not saying that. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But like, I'm just like so obsessed that we have the same signs in our big three and that our risings are both Scorpio. Like all of like my most favorite people are Scorpio risings. And I'm just like obsessed with that.
Wow.
Like,
Yes.
I'm like getting so excited. Just like
Scorpio. Yeah, Scorpios I get along with a lot.
I love a good Scorpio, but like I'm literally getting like so geeked out, like fucking talking about this. Like I love him so much. And like I'm gonna fucking cry. Like I'm so happy.
No, but and now that you're saying that, I'm wondering if so I always feel like Mariah Carey's an Aries, right? But she, the stuff that she does and says, I'm like, honestly, same. I wonder if our birth charts are the same.
I'm going to look, or similar, yeah, because ours aren't exactly the same. Virgo and Capricorn are swap, but.
But they're very similar.
You know, do you know your moon and rising?
Fuck, I don't know. I have to, remember, remember I did it, but I was like, I don't know sure, because my parents lost my birth certificate.
let's like just. Try.
I think my mom said it was like almost midnight, so like 11:58 or no.
Okay,
it was like 12:04.
Midnight, and I'm gonna put 12:04. Great. And where were you born?
In the city near here. I don't want to say it. In the city I live near.
Got it. You know, it's smaller than North Brunswick, and they're calling it a city.
Know. No, please, I know.
They're stupid and silly. Okay. So you are obviously an Aries sun. You're an Aquarius moon, and you're a Sagittarius rising.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
I'm, like, surprised we get along.
So I know. Screenshot that, because that's wild.
Yes, I will send it to you. You do not, the only thing that you guys have in common is Aries. She's a Cancer moon and Taurus rising.
What about Nicki Minaj?
Okay.
Because Nicki is a Sag.
Okay, so maybe, yeah. Nicki Minaj birth chart. Virgo moon, Sagittarius sun. Where's her? Oh, we don't know her rising because we don't know what time she was born.
Oh, shit. Okay. Wow. So I'm an Aquarius.
Yeah.
And Sagittarius. That makes so much sense. Oh, my gosh.
And what else did I say?
Sagittarius.
Aries. Yeah.
That's a wild combo.
Well, I can't believe we're friends. And that's Okay. Anyway, what's next?
Oh, so anyway, I do have to say, we all saw the video of me literally like having a mental breakdown on Instagram.
I didn't.
You didn't?
Sometimes I just be clicking through though. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. I think I have it. Wait.
Well, all right. Well, what were you saying?
Here it is.
I can't hear it. Just tell me what you said.
You hear it now?
No. It's really hard to hear it.
Okay. So just tell me what you
said, 'cause it's so choppy. I can hear like a half a word every like 4 seconds.
Ew, I hate that. I hate that. Okay. So anyway, they banned plastic bags, right?
Right.
In a few states. So now they did a study and they're seeing that more plastic is being used now than it was when we didn't have the plastic bags. And like literally
everybody forgets their fucking bags.
Right. Everybody forgets their bags.
And because when you order like groceries online, they fucking give you new bags.
Right. They give you new bags. So literally all the production is up and they are now using more plastic than they did when they just had the plastic bags. Because
I fucking believe it.
No, and Gracie, I got so mad and upset because, like, these people were throwing it down our throats. And I was fine with it, but I was like, it's not going to work. Like, just use paper bags, you know?
Do you know that, like, some, like, number of corporations, I wrote about this in, like, one of my assignments for my class last summer. But, like, it's a certain number of corporations. It's, like, a very low number are responsible for, like, most, like, a large majority of the, like, CO2 emissions.
Wow.
Like, let me look it up. I can't regurgitate this fact well, right now.
And it's like, that's the whole thing about it. It was like so sickening. And the guy had like all the studies for it. And he was like, we're using more plastic than we ever did. I was like, shut up. Because they're seeing that a lot of people just use it once and throw it away because it gets dirty. Whereas plastic bags, they kind of reused it. Like we would use it for the or we would use it for our bedroom garbage.
No, I know. Yeah, exactly. Now I have to fucking buy garbage bags for my bathroom.
Right. And now you're using more plastic.
Oh my God. Literally the numbers I was going to like repeat to you that I was going to say to you is what was right. And I didn't say it because I didn't want to be wrong. But it says in 2017, this article came out. I know that's like late, like old, but like it's still somewhat true. You know, the number is probably a little bit different, but it says just 100 companies responsible for 71% of the world's greenhouse gas emissions. Like, and they're worried about my fucking plastic bag and my plastic straw. Now I have a soggy cup, a soggy straw, and my mouth's full of paper, and I'm pissed off.
Thank you. That's exactly what I was saying. I was so pissed off. Taylor Swift
has emitted so many fucking flying all over to see Travis Kelce. Okay.
Right. And they're worried about us. That's what kills me about this whole thing is like, I literally did this and now nothing worked. And so now I'm like, 2024 is the year of plastic. Like, I'm going to use plastic. I'm getting my plastic straws. I'm never using the paper straws because it's disgusting. So
there are like some good plastic alternative straws.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
But like like it's very rare that places have them, probably because they're more expensive than the paper ones.
Yeah.
But paper straws are so fucking stupid.
Yep.
Whoever came up with paper straws is an idiot.
Is the dumbest bitch I've ever met in my life.
Now, I will say, they probably have more money than me.
Absolutely, because we all bought them.
Whatever, it's fine.
And you know who else has more money than us? The people that have these companies that are making the reusable bags. That's also a company that has more money than us.
I know.
So, it's so crazy. And also, one more thing. I recently learned this from the Kardashians, that when you sip a straw, it actually forms wrinkles. So they say to like, if you put like a straw, to wrap your tongue around the straw and then suck it. Yep.
Okay. Well, I used to use a metal straw in like my metal cup, but now I use this plastic water bottle and it just goes blah, blah, blah.
Oh,
whatever.
Perfect.
It's literally fine, but you know.
Yeah, so that's it. A little fun fact, thanks to the Kardashians.
Yeah.
Never say they don't have talent, because they taught me that. Wait, can we please talk about your weird coworker?
Oh my God. Okay. So if you follow my Finsta Sour Cream fan account, and please don't all go rush to follow it, I won't accept you. We're at our limit right now. If anybody leaves, maybe a space will open up, but you have to apply. Like, whatever.
Yeah. I'm like dying to make my own, but I think I might just do like close friend stories instead, because like sometimes I do want to go off the walls.
So I do close friends, and that's like a little bit unhinged, and then like the fence is where I really go off, and like it was dead for a little while, and then we brought it back. So like anyway, So, like, I had posted something, like, within the past 2 months. Like, I don't remember the, like, exact time frame. Mm-hmm. About, like, Gaza and Palestine and, like, whatever. And I was, like, you know, obviously coming out and, like, saying in support of, like, Palestine and Gaza. And, like, you know, whatever. Let's stop the genocide. Like, it sucks.
Right.
And it's horrible and it's horrific. And my coworker, who happens to be Jewish, and it's important for the story, replied and was like, this is not true at all, blah, 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 blah. Like, all right, just say you're pro-Israel and you want babies to die and fuck off and get out of my DM. So, like, we used to work together at my old school. We don't work together anymore. So this was, like, within the past 2 months. Like, I think it was, like, after my breakup. So, yeah, within the past 2 months. And on Sunday, he randomly DMs me, like, out of the blue. Like, okay. So I will say this, I didn't respond to that message at all. I literally was just like, and I deleted it because like, I don't have time to like argue with you. about this. Like, you're wrong and you know you're wrong and like, whatever. Hope you can sleep at night, but also I hope you can't. And so I, okay. So now flash forward like 2 months or whatever. I randomly get a DM from him this past Sunday and it's like an apology. Like, I'm sorry that I responded. I like sent that message to you. It was totally uncalled for and I'm really sorry. And I was like, LOL, like no worries. Like I literally shouldn't have even fucking answered him. Right. And then he goes, oh, by the way, some of the kids are asking about you. And I was like, oh, like I love, like, and I love my kids. And I miss them from that school. So I was like, oh, like who? And he told me, and I was like, oh, I miss them. And he was like, oh, why'd you leave our school? And I was like, I got a new job. Like I found a job in Manhattan. It's just like closer to work, whatever. I mean, sorry, it's like closer to home, like whatever. And he was like, oh, like I also live in Manhattan. Like, where do you live? And I was like, oh, I don't. I live in Jersey City. And he was like, oh, I'm on the Upper East Side. Would you want to get a drink sometime? And I just literally simply replied and I was like, I have a boyfriend. Which, of course, perfect. We all know is not true.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't want to fucking get a drink with this man. So I'm like, okay. And he fucking responded to me. Do you believe what he responded to me, George?
No, it's disgusting. What?
Oh, my God. Disgusting. He was like, LOL, wasn't trying to ask you on a date. And I literally just...
like, then what was it? Like...
then, like, okay, first of all, why would I... a person with a so-called boyfriend, you know, a lie, whatever,
yeah.
want to go out for drinks with somebody who I don't really even know that well. Like, exactly. We barely interacted at work. You know what I mean?
Right.
Two, of course you were fucking asking me on a date. Like, why would you come out of the blue, out of nowhere and fucking apologize to me after like 2 months?
Exactly.
Get out of here. Three, you're weird and ugly, so no thank you. But like then he said something else and I don't remember, but I just like deleted the message and I was like, this is so fucking weird. So like I removed him as a follower and then I unfollowed him.
Yeah.
And then I guess he noticed that because like I hadn't responded, so he probably like fucking checked. So he literally messages me, you're weird, and then blocked me. And I'm like, okay, good. Goodbye.
Ew. Get out of here.
No, I should have just blocked him from the get-go. But, like, I literally don't even care about his stupid little life. Like, have fucking fun being weird and not... I almost dropped my wine. Shit.
Oh, not asking my God.
On dates. Like, whatever. Like, fucking weird.
Yeah.
But, like, come on. Why would a person like me who says I have a boyfriend, which, you know, is not true, want right. to go out for drinks with someone I don't know? No, right. I have enough friends. I don't want to make new friends.
Exactly. And it's the whole fact that he was asking like, oh, you know, but he asked you, do you have a boyfriend?
No, I was like, he asked me to go. He was like, would you want to grab a drink sometime? And I was like, I have a boyfriend.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Right. Okay. This is what he should have said. If it was like for friends, he should have said, oh, the old coworkers and you know, you and the old coworkers, we should all get a drink. Together like that, like he should have added everybody if it was just a friendly
there
thing.
We go,
so that's that, so point blank period,
get out of here. Okay, let's right. get into reality TV because yes. there's much to discuss and I okay. think we should start with the smaller things and then get into Vanderpump.
Perfect. Summer House okay. predictions, how are we feeling?
So I saw like the preview yesterday when yeah. I was watching Vanderpump and I was like, oh my God. So it looks like Carl and Lindsay were having problems like already this
during
summer.
The summer. Yeah.
Like before he broke up with her. And so interesting to see that. I'm interested to see how like these new people will play into everything and whatever.
Right.
But I'm excited to see. I think like it's gonna be a good season. It might be a little weird. I feel like they've had like this core group for a while and then people keep leaving, so they keep adding randoms who don't work out. So like let's hope that like these randos stick so we can like get some more, you know, we can see more of these people. But
right, well I hope they don't stick so I could, you know, shimmy my way into it, but it's fine.
Okay, and that's so fair. And I get it.
Thank you. But like, I wish them the best, and I hope they do a good job. Bravo knows what they're doing, though. So Bravo is a great company, and they know how their casting's gonna work out.
Absolutely.
So I just wish they kept Sam.
I know, but an article came out that she will be in a couple episodes. Like, I guess she came to visit or something. So like, that's good.
I did.
I'm excited to see her.
Yeah.
Her and Corey broke up. So, but maybe he'll come with her because they were still together during that time. Who knows?
That is true. Yeah, that is true.
They were kind of cute, but
yeah, you know. I did like them. But we'll see. Yeah. He'll always be a fuckboy. That's it.
Oh yeah. Oh fucking yeah. Like, remember him and that girl Jessica on Winterhouse?
Yes. He's so fucked exactly. Up yeah. Oh, my God. So, but yeah, it's looking really bad because the trailer started with Carl saying, "You said I was a drug addict." I'm like, oh.
Why the fuck would she say that, knowing that his brother OD'd, first of all?
Right,
like, he's not perfect either, and, like, neither is she, but, like, come on, girl, read the room.
Yeah, I was like, oh, gosh.
Yeah.
But Lindsay, anyway. God, I don't know. I'm excited.
How many sandwiches have you made for me? How many sandwiches have you made for me?
Summer is supposed to be fun.
And that was the one when they were all, like, quarantining there. So they were there the whole
time. Yes. Yeah.
I'm surprised nobody got, like, I'm surprised nobody murdered anybody.
Oh my gosh. I know. That was, like, the only time they've ever, like, stayed all together. Oh, and now there is a new thing that happened. So after the last episode, Gracie took it upon herself to watch Salt Lake City.
Okay. So, yes. So I finished season 4.
Oh my gosh. Right?
Fucking shit.
I can't believe you didn't text me throughout
Oh my God, I know. Because I finished it like last night and I was just like really high and I was like, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, yeah.
So
wait, you watched the reunion too?
Yes. Literally, I feel like the reunion was like so unproductive because like they were all just like screaming over each other for the entire 3 hours.
Yes. Yeah.
So like, I really don't even know, but I'm very surprised that Mary is still friends with Monica.
I know. Isn't that weird?
That's nuts to me. It's wild. When you said trolling out last week, I like didn't think it was like that bad. It was fucking bad.
Bad. No, it was bad.
Attacked. Yeah. Like,
yeah.
I understand why she's not welcome back.
Oh, yeah.
She's crazy. But also, like, they did say in the reunion, like, hurt people, hurt people. Like, her mom is so
disgusting.
Insane. Disgusting. Yes. Yes. Like, I understand why Monica is the way that she is.
Oh, 100%.
Because of her mother. Her mother, she has deep, deep, deep rooted trauma. I mean, it seems that she's being a good mother to her children, her 4 girls.
Yes.
They're all girls, right?
Yeah, they're all girls. Yeah.
But like, I hope her kids don't watch this. I hope they don't.
I know. Because, like, I know. It's really bad. My God. It's really bad. And that's also why I think Bravo made the call. And it was like, she's too much of a liability. Like, she literally, it's too much.
To do like, a cost benefit analysis because she would be beneficial.
Oh yeah. She would be good.
Great TV.
Yes.
But it's like the amount that she might end up costing them in the future, like later on down the line, mm-hmm. is probably more than they'd make with her being in the show.
Yes. And also cause she's suing 2 cast members right now.
Well, Heather sued her and then she countersued.
Yes.
Who else is she suing?
She was also suing Angie for falling down her steps.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah.
I do feel bad for her a little bit because of her mother. Like, she's definitely really hurt and traumatized. My girl needs some therapy, like very intense.
Yes. Therapy. No, like you a week, I mean? Like a weekend retreat somewhere.
And she needs to cut off all contact with her mom. I know it's hard for her because she can't. But like, damn, that really like was hard to watch. Her mom is like,
It was bad. It was bad.
I've never seen someone crazier than her mother. Like that scene when they were at the restaurant.
Oh my gosh. It was crazy.
Oh like, my God. The mom is a sociopath for yes. sure. Like, she's so crazy.
Yes. And as the adult of your child, of another adult child, like,
yeah,
she should have stopped that right there. So the fact that she did, I was like, oh my gosh, you're
I
not.
Know.
Now, who, I know. Who's your least favorite and who's your favorite?
My favorite is Whitney.
Okay.
And my least favorite. I don't really have a least favorite. Like,
okay. The rest of them are kind of like,
yeah. I thought I hated Meredith, but I get Meredith a little bit more.
Yeah. I love Meredith.
Yeah. So last night I have to go back and like rewatch cause I was like high and then I fell asleep mm-hmm. and like I went to bed, but I'm going to start from the beginning. And so I'm going to see all the Jen Shah shit. So I'm excited.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah. That's going to be really fun. Yeah. So every season is crazy like this. Almost every season. People just finally started hopping on the bandwagon now.
They are so crazy and nuts. It's kind of like, just like what happened with Vanderpump. Like Vanderpump yes. had a huge scandal and so many more new viewers. Like I know at least like 3 or 4, maybe even 5 people who weren't watching before who are now watching. And myself included in that number.
I have so many people that now started watching it. So it's
great.
It's definitely fun.
All right, let's get into it now, yes. Vanderpump.
Vanderpump Rules, the season 11 premiere. How did you feel about it?
So my first thought was that it was like a little anticlimactic.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Like, I wanted a little bit more drama going in to start.
Right. Yep.
Like, just a little bit more. You know what I mean? But, like, because I really have no idea how this season is going to go, where they're going to, like, get all these like crazy things from, because all the previews have all this like nuts shit happening and I'm like
right and
I know like the thing with Tom Sandoval and like that middle of like that dance floor at that gala, they were in like San Francisco, that's towards the end of the season. I know that
yes
but like I just like I can't wait to see what's gonna fucking happen.
I know with me I feel like because Raquel decided not to come back, I think they kind of scrambled a little bit because they didn't know what to do.
Yeah.
And so
especially because they had to pick cameras back up in March and film right. that like special episode.
Yes.
And then they so like it was only like 3 months in between right. them filming that, or like a little more than 3 probably or whatever.
And then going right back
filming that and then starting this. So it's still pretty fresh right now. Like for them.
Oh yeah, definitely.
But I do really like, I am really looking forward to seeing more about the sandwich shop and how that all evolves. So I'm excited for them about that. How about you?
Oh yeah, me too. I definitely like, I am excited for them to finally open it.
I want to go. I want a sandwich.
I think, oh yeah, I would like to also. My thing is,
I'm a sandwich slut. Okay, go ahead.
No, it's fine. I love sandwiches too, but it's hard like with vegan life. I like know. Sandwich shops.
There's only so many veggies you can put on a sandwich. I know. Like, I'm fucking bored of this shit.
I'm bored of it, yeah. But like my one thing that I didn't like from Ariana mm-hmm. is that Tom was willing to buy her out of the house and she's like, no. I was like, don't you want this behind you?
I can see it. I can see it from both angles. Like, I feel like, one, yes, don't you want it behind you? But two, like, why should she have to be the one to leave her home
mm-hmm.
when she's not the one who caused all of this?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's true. Yeah. Like just
why
pick
should
up and
she
leave.
Be forced out?
Yeah.
When, like, she like it was his fault, like he did that to her, you know what I mean? Like
yeah,
she
that's
was
true.
She was like, she thought they were going to like spend the rest of their lives together, like this was their home, this is where right. they would live and be happy and like whatever. I know they were having problems, but like she thought, you know what I mean? I don't know,
right?
I do get it like from both angles, but like I think that she's probably in the second mindset that I said, like, why should I have to leave when this wasn't my fucking fault? Like, I right. didn't blow up my life, our life, whatever.
Right. I get that. That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like fucking screaming though when they like showed where Tom was sleeping, I guess like a guest bedroom, and then they like panned the camera like down the hallway to her room and they opened the door and there was just like shit everywhere, like clothes, I know, all over, makeup. I was like, that bitch is just like me. Yeah. My room is a hot mess.
I have OCD, so I was like, oh my gosh.
I'm like, same girly.
Yeah. Yeah. That was so funny.
Yeah.
And then the assistant cracked me up.
Oh my God.
Tell him to take the LED lights out. The neighbors are getting annoyed.
That woman is not getting paid enough.
Yeah. No.
I don't care if she's making like $100,000 a year. Right. She's not making enough fucking
not
money.
Enough. Not enough for this shit. Literally.
Yeah.
That was so funny.
I cannot believe that he had her glue the penis flute back together.
Oh, like, my gosh.
They all took turns fucking smashing that shit, and she had to piece it back together. That poor girl.
Oh, my gosh.
Poor Anne.
No, literally. Poor Anne. I was like, this poor girl. Like, she's like, I got a job, guys. It's with, like, some reality star. They're like, oh, nice. And then she goes,
yeah, it might be cool.
And his first thing is, you need to glue back this penis. Like,
can you glue this penis glue back to me? I'm a little baby. Like,
he is.
Oh my God, wait.
He is a little bitch. He talks, she's a little bitch. Like,
oh. He's so whiny. Like, shut up.
Yeah, I can't.
Wait. That, like, I don't know if it was really like a cut scene. It was like that one scene toward the end where it was like showing like everybody happy, like Ariana dancing, and like then it was like it looked like a horror film, like it was flashing, like his face.
And it was her like screaming. Yeah, I saw that.
I was like, oh my God, that was like so creepy and eerie. I was like, ah,
yeah,
maybe because it was nighttime and I was high and I was like, oh, I'm scared.
Yeah, that could be it too. And that what that was really good, the end, because then it was like Tom was home and she was like out at Tom. I was like, oh
wait, was that when she was at Tom?
Yeah.
Or was that when she was at the girls' night? I think it was when she was at the girls' night.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I watched it twice. Did you watch it twice or just once?
No, I just watched it once. Okay. I almost had to watch it today, and then I came home on time yesterday.
Yeah, like I had to watch it again because I wasn't really paying full attention. I was coloring.
Yeah, that's fine. Okay. I need to get on the coloring wagon.
Yeah. No, yeah, but I wish though that it had ended. Like, I wish she would have been home,
right?
Because isn't there that one like preview scene where she's like on the balcony talking to him, like inside their house, like on the stairs or whatever, at the top of the stairs talking to him? I almost wish that that had happened in that moment, because then it would have been more dramatic, and then I would have been happy.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's true.
I don't know, but
that would have been fun.
I cannot believe he blocked Summer Moon.
Oh my, I was cracking up. I was laughing out loud when she said that. She was like, and not Summer Moon. What does she do to you?
Unforgivable.
Unforgivable. It was so funny.
Unforgivable.
I was like, oh my God. But I guess I understand, because like then they could look at his page from her account, but like whatever. I'm like, really?
So stupid. Schwartz was so funny in this episode. Like,
oh my gosh, he's like, I love
watering
him.
The plants.
Yeah. He's like, that one's dead.
But he was like, drink it up. You're not driving anywhere. I low-key love Schwartz. I just think that he's a little bit stupid and like easily manipulated.
Yes. Yes. 100%.
And then 100%. He's like kind of like a dick. So it's like, ugh.
I know.
You're not like this at your core. You're a little baby girl at your core.
Right. I know.
Be the baby girl we want you to be.
I know.
And then the last thing that I wanted to talk about was Lala texting, or rather sending that voice message to Raquel.
Oh my gosh. I know.
I did watch the Watch What Happens Live that came on right after.
Okay.
And Andy was like, can you tell us if she answered you or not? And because Lala was on with Michael Rapaport.
Yeah, that I saw for a second.
Yeah, and Lala was like, she did not. So we know that she did not answer her.
Ooh, yeah, because I feel like at that point she knew she was done.
Yeah. The show. And like, I thought it was very like noble of Lala to do that because Lala's been in that position before and she just wanted right. her to know, like, don't make this the whole thing, your whole thing, like your whole life. Like,
right.
you are more than this, even though like Lala doesn't like
what happened. Yeah. Yeah.
And what happened? She's like, don't let this control your whole life and like be everything that you are forever.
Exactly.
And I thought it was also very big and noble of Lala to tell Ariana that she did that.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And then it was also very big and noble of Ariana to understand and not be upset.
Yes. Yeah. So,
yeah.
Yep. So that was, yeah, that was pretty much the whole episode.
Yeah. It was, like I said, like, not a lot happened, but I get that, like, they just need to, like, establish a baseline of where people are and, like,
right,
you know, what's going on with everybody. Because, again, yeah. it's only been, like, a little over 3 months since they filmed the Scandaball episode.
Exactly, yeah. And I feel like a lot of dynamics are changing and, like, you know, like the dust has settled, you know? So, yeah. Everyone's got to kind of figure out what happens next. So
right.
Yeah, but it was good for a premiere.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, stop right there. You know what I'm about to say, and you know what I'm about to spew, and it's all the truth. Goli Gummy is that gummy. Goli does so much for our bodies. They help with immune health, heart health, energy metabolism, don't forget digestion, which is my favorite for the apple cider vinegar. But Goli has now expanded into so much more. They have the ashwagandha gummies, the sleep gummies, the super fruit gummies, the super green gummies, which are my favorite. And they now have like a multivitamin. They have an energizer. So Goli is so much more than just the apple cider vinegar that it once was. I want to help you be a part of our family at Goli Gummies. So today, if you go to goli.com and use my promo code GSTILLWELL at checkout, which is GSTILLWELL at checkout, you will get a percentage off. Now, here's the catch. Follow me on Instagram at @GeorgeStillwell_, and I will post weekly on a percentage that you could get off your Goli gummies. It could be 5%, 10%, 20%, 30%, or more. So you have to follow me to get these fun deals, but you will always get at least 10% off with my code. So run, don't walk, as I always say, and get your Goli gummies today.
All right, everybody, we are back, and that was a little bit late in the pod ad break for you because we're literally about to wrap it up. We are so tired and sleepy. We were going to talk about pop culture, and then we were like, just kidding, because we're tired as fuck. So we're going to talk about our weekly hyperfixations.
Yes.
Georgie, would you like to go first?
Yes, I could go first. So.
Or I should say, Georgie, would you like to go first?
Yes, I would like to go first. So, my hyperfixation. So, one thing about me, I'm obsessed with the people of UK, the English accents. I just love it all. And I'm just a slut for any English accent.
Oh my God, you stole my joke. I was literally about to say, he's a slut for an accent.
Shit. Well, I got it first. And, so ever since I watched the Beckham documentary, all I've been doing is English accents, and I'm obsessed. But not like the English accent, more like if someone's like, oh my God, where can I go to get on the train? And it's like, you gotta go to the pawpaw and go to the corner and turn a right.
That's pretty good. That's pretty, love that's it. Pretty bloody good. That's bloody good.
You. But I also love to do, you know, very respectful, very posh,
yeah.
Very intelligent also. So, yeah. You know, I have
like the one, I think it's from Brighton where they're like, you know.
Yeah, like yelling.
Yeah. We're just accent pros. Bravo. Come on.
Throw us on a show, guys.
Grow up and put us on the show, you guys. I will say this about British accents, though. I used to watch a lot of Skins UK in high school.
Yes. Okay.
So much so to the point that, like, people having background conversations, like, around me, like, if I was in the cafeteria, like, in the lunchroom, in the commons, you know, the people at the other tables are, like, around me, like, not at my table. It sounded like they were talking in a British accent because my brain literally broke. It was, like, infiltrated with a British accent. And, like, it's all I heard in the background.
Oh,
obviously not, like, people talking to me, but, like, in the people in the background.
In the background.
Wow. Yeah.
That is crazy.
Yeah. No, I love a good accent, a British accent. It's fun to do it. But
yes.
I also do a really good Staten Island, but I have to, like, get into it organically. I can't think about it. It's, like,
yes. No, I understand that.
But, yeah. My hyperfixation of the week is color by number.
Love. I have to get into it.
I'm doing a cutie little color by number right now. I was doing it before. I wish I was doing it during the pod. It was so fun.
Ooh, maybe our next pod will color and talk.
Oh my God. Maybe we'll not look. Maybe we'll look at our phones last.
Yes.
I mean, like, looking at our phones has benefited us in the past, though, because then, like, I've seen something that we're like, oh my God, we have to talk about this.
Breaking news.
Oh my God.
Yes.
I just got an alert from our producers.
Yeah.
AKA myself.
No, literally. Remember we went to the movies one time and you were like, I have to be on my phone while I watch the movie. And
was
I'm
that
like,
when we went to see like the Despicable Me 3 or something?
Yeah, I think so. I try to think.
It was like a full fucking theater, and like Sam Sharp and like Andre were there.
Oh my God, they were? I forgot.
Yeah, when we went to see Minions, like, we were all the way in the back and they were in the
front. Oh, yes. That is so funny. Oh my God, throwback. So
maybe like bleep their names out because I don't know if they'd like us saying anything.
No, I think Sam would be fine. And I talked to Andre.
Oh yeah. I like ran into him. I was like on a trip with camp, and like he was on a trip with like the preschool he was working with that summer. And like we were at the same place and he was like Gracie. And I was like, oh my God, Andre, how are you?
Yeah, I love them both. They're so they were always so down to earth.
Yeah. But now,
Sam's a star.
I was literally on my phone. Like I can't. Like I have to be able to check my I have to be doing two things at once. Like I just I have too much energy. Ah!
Right. No, that's fine. And now as a grown adult, I'm the same way. So I'm like, it's fine.
I've just always been this way. And it's like,
yeah. Cool. Yeah. All right. So that's awesome. You guys, like,
this is it for us.
I know. And it's fine. And literally, you guys still got a nice hour from us. So
almost an hour.
And we'll talk about all that stuff next week. Even if it's not relevant anymore, we'll still talk about it.
Yes, that pop culture stuff. I just like, I felt like it wasn't interesting enough, you know?
Yeah, well, especially because we had so much. Like, we had Vanderpump, we had
Salt Lake City.
Like, so much happened.
I really feel like reality TV, even though there were only like 3 points to talk about, like, it shined this week. And like,
you know what
actually really stole the show?
Our lives.
Our lives. Yeah, that's exactly what I was going to say. I mean, we're just that interesting.
Right, right. Life is moving so fast and our lives are just so chaotic that it just makes it juicy.
It feels like a blur and like it was a million years all at once. Like, it's so good. All right. Well, anyway, you guys, we love you. We're going to miss you this week.
Yes.
Talk to you guys next week, and hopefully there's more interesting things happening that we can discuss.
I know, literally.
With our friends. Okay.
We love you guys it. So all right, guys. Thank you so much for tuning in, and we will see you all next week. Have a good weekend.
Bye.
Bye.